Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your goals hold.
Hey everybody, my name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet, and thank you for listening whenever you can. The link to our show is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, by the way. Happy Veterans Day, everybody, and thank you to all veterans for your service to our country. We really do appreciate it. I usually have an opening monologue here, and tonight it's dedicated to my dear friend, Bob Cummings, who sadly passed away at the age of 77 years old. Bob's daughter, Candy, called me with the news last Sunday, and I was simply in shock. I was at a loss of words. Candy and Bob's son, Robert, I am so sorry for your loss. Many prayers for to your family. I would like to pass on my own personal thoughts, if I could. Today being Veterans Day, Bob served his country in the Army, and I lost a very dear friend who I considered my older brother. And I did not have an older brother. I was the oldest of four children. Bob was so blessed and enriched in music. We met in 2014 at Organic Life Coffee House here in Palm Harbor, Florida, and we hit it off right away. I trusted Bob for his advice on life experience and music. He showed me the great music he grew up listening to, and I was honored to perform alongside him with great songs like Johnny B. Goode, Secret Agent Man, La Bamba, and many more. Oh, how he loved the Ventures, Wipeout, Hawaii Five-O, many great instrumental songs of theirs. The stories he told me, his time as a Dunedin policeman or a fireman. He even worked on an ambulance at one time. And when Bob was hurting in life, I hurt as well, and I helped him as much as possible. I would look over at Bob as we were performing a song, and he lit up playing in front of an audience. Western Guitar Bob, that was my nickname for him, his signature guitar sound. My memories with you, my dear friend, will never be forgotten. And there are pictures of Bob in our slideshow tonight in honor of him. Bob played in bands, one called Flashback, with a 19-year-old Laurie White, who was later a country star in Nashville. He was even a DJ in different events, and I know we're going to have one heck of a life celebration and tribute for Bob coming up after Thanksgiving at Solid Grounds Coffee House in Pinellas Park, Florida, to include all the great music Bob loved so much. Tonight will be our own life celebration here. I've shed a lot of tears, and I'm sure there's going to be more. Our guest tonight also knew Bob and was very familiar with the type of guitar style he played. I have photos, great videos to cherish forever. And I know you're listening tonight. I do know that. I already miss you. I love you, Bob Cummings. Rest in peace in heaven. And please tell Elvis I said hello when you see him. Our episode streams are picked up from many of your favorite podcasts, including iHeartRadio on their website and app. We are so proud to be part of the iHeartRadio family. Thank you very much. A radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course, titled Original Lyric Stream, This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums and produced a 3rd, Cam Lorem's Writing in the Stars. Breaking news, back in the studio, beginning my new 5-track EP. Very excited, looking at a March 2022 release date. And I do have some surprise producer projects in the works next spring as well. We're going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. We've been doing this show now for over 2 years, and they're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. Let me bring in my friend, engineer, Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hi, Bill. Please welcome our audience to the show tonight.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Glad you took some time to tune in. If you like our show, you know, tell people about it. Let us, you know, let your friends know. Share the link to the show. You can also subscribe, link, or like the show if you like. There is a comment section that you can put a comment in there. Tell the our guest and all that you enjoyed their music, so forth, on this Blog Talk site.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. And we got a great guest tonight, a repeat guest. It's been more than a couple of years since we've had him on, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of nicknamed him Mr. Energy.
All right. Well, without further ado, all right, time for our next guest interview. Let's play a great track from Donnie Fury. This is titled Leap of Faith.
Take that leap of faith to you. reaching out to save me from myself. Each day brings something new, and the more that I spend time with you, your spirit and your truth live inside of me. With all that I've been through, a new chapter in my life's begun. Walking now with you, the battle has been won. Jesus, was that you? Waiting in the shadows, catch my leap of faith. Jesus, was that you? Standing in the shadows, reaching out to catch my leap of faith. Leap of faith.
Of faith. We had this guest originally on our August 26, 2019 episode, so it's been a couple of years since we've had him on or I've seen him in person. We're so glad to have him back. Let me introduce a great singer, songwriter, musician, and producer, Tampa Bay's own Donnie Fury. Thank you so much for coming back on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Russell, my friend, wonderful, wonderful to be here tonight. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be on your show once again. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much, Donnie. And tell us a little bit about Leap of Faith and how this track began.
Well, this particular music that we're doing tonight, you know, is quite contrary to what you're used to expecting from me. Usually expecting to see some fret burning up and down, but these are all Christian songs that I wrote since COVID and produced in my home. They start with my 12 string, which is my piano, and what I'll do, and I love open major 7 chords, especially on the 12 string, because they just burst with beauty. So my songs and musical compositions usually start by me carving out a chord pattern, and then by the time I'm done with that pattern, I'll usually have a melody in mind, and then the lyrics fall into place, and thus the recording process begins.
Tell us, Donnie, where you're originally from, and tell us about your journey moving down here to Florida.
Oh, well, I'm originally from New York City, Russell, born and raised in Bronx, New York, and spent most of my life in the five boroughs up in New York. Went out on the road with different bands at times, but always wound up returning home again to New York City. And then at one point I decided that to put music on the back burners, and I did 26 years at UPS, which I call the Hard 26. And I'm very grateful to the Lord that I was able to do that. And then I decided to retire, move to Florida. And I had family here, so it was a pretty smooth transition, and the rest is history.
So I know you've been working pretty hard in the studio, and you mentioned during COVID recording new tracks. Tell me about the recording experience. I know, you know, many people like to hear each artist's experience in the studio. What does the studio mean to you, Donnie?
Well, I'm just finishing up a 5-song EP and musical composition CD right now. It's totally Holy Spirit inspired. It's expression of my gratitude for what the Lord has blessed me with, talent-wise, equipment-wise, and resources. I love creating in the studio. After writing a song, I love to go in and put down the basic tracks. And then, maybe put down one instrument to just put a guide through the song and maybe a scratch vocal. And from there, we'll just watch the composition morph into a new creation. I love producing music, and it's just really a pleasure to have your own facility.
It is a blessing, isn't it, right? Your own creation. I like that word. You know, it's almost like giving birth. I mean, you're laying down ideas, you're laying down tracks. You mentioned the scratch vocal, and after it all comes together and you hear the finished, mixed, and mastered product. Nothing like it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is your creation unit, and it is your baby. Prince used to call his songs his babies, and he's 100% right.
I know you look up to Jimi Hendrix and his great music and guitar style. When did this appreciation start, and did you ever meet Jimi in person?
Well, yes and yes. Jimi, to me, there are guitar players, and then there are guitar players, and then there's Jimi, okay? And he just stands out among them all. And, myself being a guitar player at a young age, when he came out, and he was, Jimi was a total innovative genius, in my view. And he had the capacity to break all musical sonic barriers. You know, a true artist. I consider him to be the Michelangelo of classic rock. Like, you get one of these people every 1,000 years and the rest are copies. I was very, very impressed by Jimi's creative genius as well as his beautiful and innovative guitar styles. And yes, I did have the good fortune of meeting him in the 20s, in my 20s, at a club in New York City. And Russell, let me tell you, he was just a complete gentleman. He treated me, I was just a young kid trying to break into the scene, and he was at the peak of his career, and he treated me like somebody that he knew all his life.
That had to be just a great thrill. And correct me if I'm wrong, Donnie, I think I knew this, but Jimi played with a right-handed guitar but flipped it, right? So he completely flipped it and opposite. I have no idea how he's playing that guitar flipped.
Yeah, I know a few people that do that. Now, as far as Jimi goes, I know that he was capable of doing that. Whether he did that all the time or not, I don't know. I was under the impression that he just flipped the guitar over and changed the strings on it to be left-handed,
because
as it was probably never an abundance of left-handed guitars as he was coming up. But, I tell you the truth, if you were to put a rubber band on a broomstick, Jimi would have played the heck out of it.
Hey, even if he just did it once, that's a phenomenal achievement.
It is phenomenal. It's mind-boggling when you see somebody do that. As I mentioned, I had several friends, one in particular that does a Hendrix tribute, and he just naturally plays that way.
Wow.
So, it's mind-boggling. It definitely is.
It is. Well, everybody, we're going to get into a second track from our guest tonight, Donnie Fury. This is another great one, and this is titled, How Many Times? That was How Many Times, Donnie Fury. That's a beautiful instrumental with a nice little vocal harmony at the end. Tell me some more about that track, Donnie.
Well, it's actually a vocal, so the vocal is missing for some reason. It's actually a vocal track.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No.
Nope. Oh, boy.
That's the vocal track.
Oh, boy, that's the track that you sent over. I apologize for that. I thought that was the instrumental piece with a nice vocal touch at the end.
Yeah, no, that's a complete vocal track, and I don't know exactly what happened. But anyway, what we can discuss about that, if you want, is the fact that those are the background tracks that are a result of recording textures. You know what I mean? Like, you hear all the different sounds. They were all done on guitar synthesizers and a drum synthesizer. And unfortunately, the melody line and the lyrics, which honor the Lord, as all my music does these days. My current musical direction is to honor Lord Jesus for the resources He's given me. Sorry, we couldn't get to hear that part of it, but I want to raise an awareness at this time where I think the whole world is just going down the tubes and the end times are coming. If there's available grace in our lives and our stubbornness to accept it. And the music and lyrics to me are 100% Holy Spirit inspired. I assume no credit for them. I'm sorry again that we couldn't get to share them with your listeners, but the executive producer on that is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, when I first listened to that, Donnie, I'm like, what a beautiful instrumental piece this is. You know, the guitar was perfect there, and yeah, I don't know what happened with the vocal on that. But you might have mentioned this earlier, Donnie, talking about the construction of a new song. Where do you begin in the first position?
Well, usually how I start writing songs like this is, as I mentioned, my 12 string is my piano. So I'll usually carve out a chord pattern. And while I'm working that chord pattern to my satisfaction, I'll usually, during the course of that, by the time it's done, I'll hear a melody in my head, and then I'll start to work the melody, and then the lyrics will come. And this is all obviously before the recording process, and then I'll start the recording process. And then it'll morph into, as we mentioned before, a new creation.
Yeah, we talk about this every week. The voice app, don't leave home without it. You forget an idea. You have a voice app on your Android, and you can put any thoughts right in there. Well, I know we have this complete song. This is ready to go, and we're going to play a third track, everybody, from our guest tonight, Donnie Fury, and this is titled Jesus.
Redeemer, you alone can.
salvation, master, teacher, healer, all hope is in you. On our own it just can't be. It's your spirit now inside of me. The new life it's given me. With ears that hear and eyes that see you at the start of each new day, I fall down on my knees and pray. Now there's so much I want to say, but my words alone could never tell you. Seems this world has gone insane, but the truth will still remain. Only you can stop the pain. With an endless joy that will sustain us, Jesus, Prince of Peace, Lamb of God, no sin could bind you, Majesty, Conqueror, Lord of all, you've justified me, I will always worship you, with a burning heart of gratitude, because of all the things you do, you have made my life worth living.
That's Jesus by Donnie Fury. Great, great guitar work. Donnie, tell me more about this track.
Funny story about this track, Russell, is that as I was carving out the chord pattern for it, the melody Jesus was so obvious that my fiance Michelle was inside cooking some dinner, and she had no idea of what the melody was. She never heard me sing it, never heard me really play it. She just heard the chord pattern, and she started singing Jesus, the melody, exactly where it was supposed to be, which I had originally planned, but she had never heard it. So it was kind of funny that it was just so obvious. We both heard Heaven's Cry on the lyric.
Wow, that's great. That's great. We only have a few minutes left, Donnie. One closing question. We like to ask this every week, and we like to pay it forward, you know, to the next upcoming artist out there. If there was an artist beginning in music today, what advice would you give him or her?
Well, I tell you, Russell, in any profession, especially the arts, I strongly suggest that for the newcomers and young talents that they, while developing their talents and skills, more importantly, develop themselves spiritually. Because more than likely in this business, they're going to experience a lot of disappointment and rejection. And whether it be wrong placement, jealousy, jealous people, or bad timing, you know, they're going to experience a lot of negativity. But the Lord and the Holy Spirit will guide you and keep you strong. And don't forget to make money, because even if that means that you have to go out and get a job that is totally unrelated to your musical aspirations, make sure that you have money so that you can live comfortably while you are pursuing your passions, because if not, it turns into a nightmare. And that's about it. But thank you so much for having me tonight, Russell.
Oh, Donnie, you're so welcome. Please tell our listeners where they can find you on the web and also social media.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, Donnie Fury, spelled D-O-N-N-I-F-U-R-Y. Also, Donnie Fury, D-O-N-N-I-F-U-R-Y, at Gmail. And if you want a full view of my all my compositions and recordings, you can go to SoundCloud/ Donnie, D-O-N-N-I, dash Fury. And you can also see a lot of my live performances at YouTube.
Well, Donnie, that's all we have time for tonight, my friend. As always, thank you for being my guest and great music. You have an open invitation on this show anytime, and I hope to see you again here soon.
Well, thank you, Russell. I really appreciate the opportunity once again. God bless you for what you're doing. We need you out here to helping us all. You're doing a lot for the musical community. God bless you and keep you safe.
Thank you, Donnie. Have a great night.
Likewise. Thank you, Russell. Bye-bye now.
Everybody, please Google search and support Donnie Fury, and please purchase his music. Donnie made a good point. Artists like to make some money, too. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to every episode. I just love doing this show, and I say that every week. Thank you again, Bill, and remember, try no matter what you're told, rest in peace, my dear friend, Bob Cummings. Good night.
Stop the end, just friends' opinions.